Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much. That music just cuts off really quick, doesn't it? I'm your host, Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio 92.3. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. And this morning, my guest is Christy Saffold. She is with the Covenant Care Foundation. And we're here to talk about their 18th annual Art of Fashion event. Christy, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. What an awesome way to start off a Friday, being here with y'all. This is so much fun with this intro music, especially.
Oh, I know. I love that. It's just I have to be quick to get to the mic because it cuts off really quick. So usually I have like another bumper in there, but we're just kind of going a little willy nilly here this morning. But we're gonna make it through. Let's talk about Art of Fashion because our own Brent and Mel from Cat Country, they're involved. Brent is going to be the MC this year, and Mel is actually modeling in this. And for those of you who don't go to fashion shows a lot, this is a great event. Let's talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. So this is actually the 18th annual, as you mentioned. So that's a long time for an event. And I'm proud to say every single year it grows, it gets bigger and more exciting. Mm-hmm. And for those who do not love fashion, it is a huge party with a purpose. Mm. So if you are not big into fashion, we always have some gentlemen that are hesitant to attend, but I promise you will enjoy it. So we try to really incorporate pieces of, you know, partying and having fun, but then of course it all ties back to our cause of raising funds for our patients and families and just making a difference with our My Wish program and our Noni's Place programs for children. So it's a fun night, and the theme this year is especially fun. It's Parisian Escape.
Ah, that's great.
So you've got to get all of your Paris looks. And we do have a Pinterest page that we have for inspiration. If you go to our Facebook page, Covenant Care Art of Fashion, or our very new Instagram page, which is CC Art of Fashion, you can see all of our fashion inspo for what to wear that night, because we do get a lot of questions about what the outfit looks are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When I think of fashion, of course, you know, Paris is kind of one of those cities that's in my mind, but I can't really tell you specifically what that look would be. So that's a great way to get everybody involved, to where nobody shows up, you know, wearing like a, you know, a t-shirt or something, and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on around here? But yeah, I don't know anybody that's not really into fashion. I mean, men may maybe not know a lot about it, but I mean, fashion runway shows, I think, are just exciting. They're really, really
right.
Cool.
Well, and we've got local boutiques and stores that are part of it. We're very gracious, you know, to donate different looks and stuff to make this happen. And then, like you mentioned, our local models, people like Mel coming out and modeling, make it so much fun. So my favorite part of the event is the energy. So the crowd just brings that. This is my 9th Art of Fashion since I've been with Covenant Care. And the event has grown from a little daytime luncheon. It was derby style, which we have lots of love for when it was that way, to a huge evening event. Last year, we had 1,200 people attend, which was incredible. So nice. We appreciate Pensacola for coming out strong with this event.
And this is going to be Thursday, April 4th. In downtown Pensacola on the beautiful Museum Plaza grounds.
Exactly.
On Jefferson Street.
That's right by the Bowden building. So we're very appreciative of UWF for letting us utilize this space. And it's neat because it is such an open space, and that allows every year for us to transform it. And, you know, if you went last year, Studio 54 was so much fun, but it will be a different style this year. We have lots of surprises and fun things, different photo ops. So definitely expect to have a fun night and just enjoy every moment of it. We've really tried to paint that picture for our guests.
Yeah, and if you check out, go to choosecovenant.org. There's a lot of great pictures and videos from last year's event. I know lots of great sponsors this year. Let's talk about the funding, where this money goes and who you are supporting through Art of Fashion.
That is really the most important part about Art of Fashion. So we do all of this for the families that we serve, and really specific to two programs. So our My Wish program, where we are able to grant wishes for seriously ill people that we are serving, both children and adults. And as well as Noni's Place, which opened back in August. But of course, Covenant has a long history of providing services to children who have lost a loved one. And again, these services are so essential because they are free to the community. And fundraisers like Art of Fashion and, you know, our generous donors in the community make them possible. So by coming, you buy a ticket, you're having a great time, but you're also helping a child or adult in need, which is a really special thing about the event. And also, we have a family who will be sharing their story that evening of how they benefited from Covenant Care, and they are so incredible and special to us, so we can't wait for everyone to hear from them.
And that's really, you know, a time where you're, that's really a time of need. You know, we say, oh, well, it's a time of need for this or that, but when somebody's in the hospital, when they're dealing with an illness, especially with when their children are involved, that's when any show of support, any extra help is just so greatly appreciated and so important. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for bringing this to us.
Well, and thank you to you guys for making this possible, because y'all have been longtime supporters of not just Art of Fashion, but of Covenant Care. So we're very grateful for that as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be a part of it now. I haven't been here at the station very long, but I'll take some credit on that.
Please do.
this station is really great. Dave and Mary really do a lot in this community. So, but thank you for being here this morning. My guest this morning, Christy Saffold, with the Covenant Care Foundation, talking about Art of Fashion, a Parisian escape coming up on April 4th. It's the 18th annual Art of Fashion. It's going to be downtown Pensacola on the Museum Plaza grounds at 330 South Jefferson Street, supporting children and families in their time of need. Let's talk about tickets real quick before we take a commercial break. How much are tickets? Where can people find them?
Tickets are only $100. That includes 2 drink tickets, your food, the entire experience, and you can go to choosecovenant.org, or you can call me at 850-382-3710. I will take care of that. We also have a Facebook page, Covenant Care Art of Fashion, or like I said, our brand new Instagram page, follow that too, CC Art of Fashion. The links are all over both of those pages. So click there and you can easily get a ticket. But they are selling fast, so I would not wait. I bet we'll be sold out in a week or so.
And sponsorship opportunities are also still available, right?
Absolutely. We do still have sponsorship opportunities available.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. So like we said, Mel is going to be a model in the show, and our own Brent Lane is going to be the MC. Was Brent there last year? Did he MC? Do you know?
He was. He's been an MC every year that I have been part of the event, and I think actually before that. And it is not an easy event to MC, so I give him mad kudos because he has rolled with it over the years. When something crazy happens and a model's out of order, he just goes with it. So he does a great job.
Awesome. What tips do you have for people who want to come to this and they're a little, you know, shy about what to wear? They may not know that much about Parisian fashion. How, you explained a little bit earlier, how can people know kind of what to wear to this event?
Well, I think, embrace your own style. So that's what I would encourage people to do. The nice thing about Parisian fashion, if you look it up, I mean, you've got very casual looks all the way up to much more couture, elegant looks. Mm. So you can wear neutrals. I mean, actually black and neutral colors are very popular in Paris. You see a lot of pop of red. But I would say you're not going to, not fit in if you wear whatever you feel like is a good look. But if you really do want some inspiration, and I've looked at them many times before buying my own outfit, we do have an awesome Pinterest board that our social media team has created. So if you go on the social media pages, either Facebook or Instagram, you'll see all of our different inspiration photos. And I think that's a good way just to go and kind of do a copycat version of it.
And you said there's many photo opportunities. That would be my favorite part, I think, of the whole night. You know, if me and my wife got all dressed up to go to a Parisian art show, I would want like that red carpet shot, right? That photo.
Absolutely. We can do that for you. We have different photo booths. We've got some cool things in store with that. And there will be some surprising spots to take photos. And whether you're coming as a couple or you're coming with a group, or if you're, you know, coming solo, we have people that just buy a single ticket. And I have never heard someone say they did not have a good time. So I promise you will have a great night.
And this is going to be at 6 p.m., lasting till around 10 p.m. Tickets are only $100. And if you think about 2 drink vouchers, you get the fashion show, the pre-party, the after-party, the hors d'oeuvres. I mean, that's a deal.
You'll leave, you know, full. We've got lots of great food. Culinary is doing our food, and they do a great job. So it's going to be a fantastic night. And I think that $100 is a steal. And again, all going towards a great cause in the end. So that's the most important thing.
Right. It's almost a no-brainer because you're you're giving to a good cause, but yet you're getting so much out of it, and such a fun event. This is going to be on April 4th in downtown Pensacola on the Museum Plaza grounds on Jefferson Street. It's the Art of Fashion event. Parisian Escape is the theme this year. Our own Brent Lane is going to be the MC. Mel from Cat Country is going to be a model. It's going to be a great time. Bring your friends. Everybody grab a ticket before they are sold out. There are sponsorships still available. You can also call 850-208-7122 if you're interested in a sponsorship opportunity. Get your tickets now. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. My guest this morning, Christy Saffold with Covenant Care Foundation, talking about Art of Fashion. We'll be right back after this. If you have any questions, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about the Santa Rosa County proposal to have the largest flag in the entire state of Florida. Also talked about Ted Cruz and Katie Britt and her reaction to Scarlett Johansson playing her on Saturday Night Live. Very interesting stuff. The slice of the anti-human trafficking legislation Tallahassee passed, raising the age of stripping to 21. And we had a good conversation during the wrap about the challenges of finding good employees these days. Listen to those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. But I just gotta know now, know now, know now, know now. You got it all right. Yeah, I'd say you got it all right. You got me staying up all night. I'm still thinking about you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. My guest this morning, Christy Saffold. She is with the Covenant Care Foundation. They are raising funds and just having a great night of art and fashion. It's a Parisian Escape coming up on the 18th annual Art of Fashion event, April 4th. At the Museum Plaza grounds, downtown Pensacola. Get your tickets. They're only $100. They're going fast. Go to choosecovenant.org, or you can just give Christy a call, 382-3710. Is that's the right
that's
number?
That's right. Yeah, just give all me right. a call. I'll help you out.
Yeah, all right. So sponsorships are still available. So go to that website, call Christy, get involved, because this is going to be a great event starting at 6 o'clock on April 4th. And let's talk a little bit about some of the stories, some of the things that you've experienced since you started doing this. You said you've done this for about 9 years?
Yes. So I've been with Covenant for 9 years, and mm-hmm. it's been a really exciting last few years because we've added some additional programs, such as our My Wish program that, you know, we're going into the fifth year now. But it's an amazing program. We're actually able to grant wishes for seriously ill individuals, both adults and children. And even children that have experienced loss of a loved one, if they've lost a parent or a sibling, and it's such a time of sadness, whether it's illness or death. And a wish brings that special experience to somebody. And it's a neat program because it's very personalized. So just one story. One of the early wishes that we did was actually a younger person. She was in her 30s and she wanted a beach day. So unfortunately, she was extremely sick. She was in the hospital. She was dying of breast cancer. And it was a really difficult situation, but she wanted to go to the beach. And it was something that, unfortunately, her health would not allow us to take her to the beach physically. So what we did is we brought the beach to her. We brought in a beautiful mural of Pensacola Beach. Her husband wanted to do a beach picnic, so we brought in everything for them to literally do a bedside beach picnic. We brought in shells that she could touch and have that physical thing, piece of it, and then even sand that she could run her fingers through. So my wish brings those memories. And I think of another one that it was actually for a graduation of a young lady, and the dad wanted to be part of it. So we can bring those moments to the family. If they can't physically go even, we can bring the moment to the hospital bed or to their bedside at home. And those are things that not only does that person who's experienced the wish obviously have those meaningful moments, but it's for the family too. They will remember those moments forever. And when you're in the midst of dealing with, whether it's a tragic situation or if it's illness, you're not really thinking of that. You're trying to just survive those day-to-day moments. And that's where we can come in and provide those things. And it's 100% community funded. Art of Fashion is one of the ways we make that happen. And there's a special moment the night of Art of Fashion where you as a guest have an opportunity. If you want to provide for a wish or help for a child who's going through, you know, loss, it's a really, really special opportunity to give.
Yeah, a way to give extra on top of just the ticket price. The things we take for granted, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I've lived here for over 5 years now. And when me and my wife moved down here, we just kept saying, oh, well, we'll just go to the beach all the time. We'll just be at the beach. It's going to be so great. And we hardly ever go now because we work so much. And just knowing that somebody's, you know, one of their last wishes was just to experience a little bit of the beach.
They are so simple. We've had wishes for a haircut, for a manicure, a pedicure. A meal is one of the top things. Somebody wants a special meal from a local restaurant. And, you know, it sounds simple, but to be able to provide that gives that person and their family a chance to just enjoy and embrace those moments. And like you said, it's the stuff we can easily take for granted. But Pensacola is truly the most giving community I've ever seen. I moved here 9 years ago, and I love to see everyone come together and make these programs possible. We couldn't do it without the local support.
Right. It's going to be such a fun event. Our own Brent Lane is going to be the MC, and Mel McRae is going to be a model. Do you know any of the other models that are going to be walking
around? Oh, yeah. We have a great list. So Michelle Salzman's going to be walking. Eric Hansen, our good friend who's a realtor, is walking. I mean, there's like 65, so I don't want to miss anybody, but I can't name everybody.
Right.
Kim Watson's walking. We've just got a great list of people that are going to be participating and helping us out. And it's fun because everybody is coming from a diverse background, so you're likely to know many faces and at least one, I would say, that night for sure. And like I was sharing on the break, Jake, it's a fun time. It is not a serious fashion show. You will hear loud screaming and cheers, so do not come and expect to have a silent hour. It's going to be a lot of rowdy fun.
Now, if somebody unfortunately could not make it to the event for whatever reason, but they still want to give, you know, they've heard this story on the radio this morning and they think, oh, this is a great cause. I want to help people during this time in their life. How can they give without actually being at the show?
Absolutely. So you can go to choosecovenant.org and there's a donate button on there. You can easily give. And then we haven't talked quite as much about Noni's Place, which is our children's program, but go to nonisplace.org. We opened in August and we have a history of over 40 years of providing bereavement to children in need who have experienced loss, and you're helping a family, you know, who's experienced some very tragic situations. We have a grandmother who both the father and the mother of the children passed away, and she's at 85 years old raising those kids.
Wow.
So many different situations, but those children are able to have free clinical counseling at no cost because of support. So if you check the website out, you can go give right on there, and that goes directly to our programs, and we very much appreciate the support.
I'm fully in favor of anything supporting mental health, especially with our youth these days. My guest this morning, Christy Saffold, she's with the Covenant Care Foundation. Art of Fashion, a Parisian escape coming up. It's the 18th annual Art of Fashion, Thursday, April 4th in downtown Pensacola on the beautiful Museum Plaza grounds at 330 South Jefferson Street. Get your tickets now. They're only $100. You get drinks, you get a meal, you get pre-party, after-party, fashion show, hors d'oeuvres, all that stuff. Go check it out, choosecovenant.org, or just give Christy a call, 382-3710. We're going to take our last commercial break for the segment, but when we come back, we'll wrap it up. If you have any questions, let us know, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on March 16th. Will WSRE PBS host Be My Neighbor Day? Bring the kids to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Be My Neighbor Day is from 10 to 2 on Saturday, March 16th, sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, Covering Florida, and State Farm.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is actually, we're talking about a Parisian escape. This band is from France.
Perfect.
Tahiti,
that's a
80.
Good fit.
yeah, that's a fun fair about Tahiti 80. Check them out. They're awesome. My guest this morning, Christy Saffold. She's with the Covenant Care Foundation. Art of Fashion, its 18th annual event here Thursday, April 4th, downtown Pensacola on the Museum Plaza grounds on Jefferson Street. Get your tickets now. They're only $100. You get two drinks. You get a fashion show, the pre-party, the after-party, hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a fun, loud night. Our own Mel McRae is going to be a model, and Brent, our great Brent over at 98.7 Country there. He's Cat Country. I'm all tongue-tied now. He's going to be our MC, and he's been MC for years now. So he loves doing events like this. It's, so you know it's going to be a fun time. Christy, let's wrap it up here. Let people know how they can get involved. If you're wanting to sponsor this most talked about outdoor party in 2024, you can call 208-7122. But if you want to just get tickets, or if you need more information, you can go to choosecovenant.org or give you a call, right? What's your number?
Yeah,
again?
Absolutely. Just call my cell, 850-382-3710. We can talk about sponsorships, tickets. Just don't wait, because we are going to be very close to selling out by the end of today. So don't hold off on those tickets.
Yes, definitely get those today. And, you know, we only have about a minute left here. If anybody has any questions, you can go ahead and text them on in, 437-1620, if you didn't catch any of those phone numbers or any of the info. I will post this as a podcast on our page at newsradio923.com, so you can always check that out later. If you're driving around, you don't have time to get to us today, but you want to attend this event, or if you just want to donate, go back and check out the podcast page, and all that information will be there. Christy, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. You started my Friday off great. I appreciate it.
You did as well. And I have a donut on a plate right next to me. And as soon as you walk out of that studio, I'm going for it. Yes, it is. So happy Friday. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back with more.